Peace. Shalom. Salam.
Shanti.
Worldwide. I say peace when I jump on a beat. I say peace when I'm walking the street.
When I walk in the street.
I say peace when the sun's in the east.
I say peace
when I need a release.
When I need a release.
I say peace when I'm facing the beat. I say peace when I'm taking you deep.
When I'm taking you deep.
Oh boy, I'll tell you what. I got a sack of potatoes and I'm scrubbing on them, getting all the dirt off of them and munching down. Oh, they're so much better now that I wash my potatoes. So I think we're getting close to the 100th monkey here. You know, I look out and I get a little frustrated at maybe not seeing things develop out there sometimes, Ramon. But you know what? Yeah, I get this sense that there's a lot of things that are changing inside of people out there. I mean, it's not really, I don't know how to put this, but it's not really coming out in a third dimension yet in what I'm kind of expecting to see happen in our world. But, and then in other circles it is, but I don't know. There's a slight tinge of frustration in myself here lately at maybe a lack of movement that I'm seeing. But that's just my monkey mind saying, I don't see it. And when my inner mind knows there's a lot happening going on out there.
Well, I would say off the bat, there's two videos. One that actually both of them you gave me the link for, Tom. The one would be interview by Lilu Mace. She's interviewing this couple that are breatharians, and they don't eat, they just breathe, and I guess they feed off prana or chi or whatever you want to call it. And the other one would be the one, the video is called Space Weather, Electromagnetism and Spirituality.
Enjoy Renison.
Yeah, I mean, those two videos are just amazing, so things are happening and they're moving along.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, they are. They are. And I'm still very optimistic about our future. And and things like the guests that we got on tonight are bringing stuff back to the surface that have been buried for a long time. And I mean, there's so much in our history that was on the surface and in society that once a certain group or certain groups decided that they wanted a little bit tighter control of humanity and their consciousness, that they decided that these things need to be buried. And I'm just glad that this stuff is starting to come back to the surface, because there's so much sacred science that's out there that is one of the pieces of the puzzle that have to be put in place for us to be able to continue to evolve, to continue to grow.
Yeah, definitely many, many things. I just want to let you guys know you can find us on Facebook. If you scroll down, you'll see the link. You can find us on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. And hopefully I push back the date to bring out my book, which is called Scratching the Cosmic Consciousness. Doing some more editing on that, and Dan the Man is helping me out on that one. Should be out by the middle of March. And I want to welcome all 105 countries. The last countries is Scotland, Morocco, and Albania listening to us. Yay! Make sure you check out the news site. We always try to link it up. Put out the news that you're not going to listen to on those big news media. And make sure you get your pen and paper, because our next guest is going to teach you a lot of things. Things that you might have heard your grandmother talk about, but, you know, everybody kind of moved away from things.
Well, I don't know. I don't think my grandmother ever talked about this.
Mine's actually did.
Really?
Yeah, and maybe I'll wait till we bring our guest back on. Let me just read his bio, which is short and funny. I like his bio, actually. Andrew Norton Weber, born March 23rd, 1970, with consent in Farmington, Maine, Farmington, Maine, incorporated without consent, circumcised without consent, vaccinated without consent, fluoridated without consent, miseducated without consent, chemtrail without consent, harped without consent, and currently self-educated with consent in Columbia, South Carolina. welcome to the show, Andrew.
Hey, thanks, Ramon.
Is this show with consent?
Yes, this show is very much consent. And
okay, good.
I think there's a lot of people out there. They want it. They want it too.
So, Andrew, how did you trip into this world of distilled water and urine therapy?
I was trying to keep my family healthy. It started with switching more to vegetables. Just a typical average Western American kid with an average high school education, never went to college. I guess just delving into the alternative health food world, I slowly moved from vegetarian into looking at raw foods, and it was while I was exploring raw foods that I met a yogi who, after me 2 hours of exhausting him with questions about everything I could think of, herbs and crystals and raw foods and on and on, he was kind of silent, and I don't know if he finally thought I was ready for it, and I just out of the blue, he goes, you know, you can drink your urine, cure just about anything. And I said, what? And he goes, yeah, look up urine therapy. And so that was this is somebody else's first time to ever hear the term urine therapy. That was the same experience I had, 6, 7, 10 years ago. I kind of lose track now. But I Googled urine therapy and also went on Amazon.com, and that's what started a massive exploration. And the first thing that it gave me joy about was that I found something I knew I could erase the fluoride out of my body, which when you first learn about fluoride is just hideous, and there doesn't seem to really be that many straight-on ways to remove it. But this is the actual answer for how to remove all things that are not in our body with consent.
And that's something that's definitely been a concern of mine here in the last few years, is all the calcination that happened. Well, I've worked on the pineal gland activation and becoming more conscious and more active, using those tools that I have, the physiological tools that I have. And I knew that, you know, geez, I've been fluoridated my whole damn life here living in the U.S. And I can't but imagine that there is some stuff clogging up that tool inside my head. And as soon as I really understood what fluoride was and that it did affect the pineal gland, that it calcinated and all these things, I went everything I could do to get away from fluoride. But I really didn't come up with anything that would really break up the calcination on the pineal gland. And you know, I did things like the ionic foot baths and that sort of thing, which seemed to do something. I think the consciousness that I used during those baths and that sort of thing would probably did more for breaking it up than anything else. But I had not heard of anything that you could put into your body that would actually do this. And as soon as I heard about the distilled water, Elizabeth and I, we've been buying distilled water now since, actually we heard about it first on on Lance's show with you.
Yeah, we got to give a big thanks to Lance, because if it wasn't for Lance, we never would have heard of you.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah.
Yeah,
and we're doing a new show with Lance March 3rd. It's coming up soon. We're going to try to get some testimonials in that one from people who have been doing it.
Nice.
Oh, cool.
So
that's really cool.
This has been around for a very long time. What did you find about urine therapy and distilled water out of our history?
As far as the history, it looks like we have two oldest documents I can find are the Egyptian Water of Life papyrus and the Indian Sanskrit document called the Shivambhu Kalpa, and that is inside a bigger document called the Damar Tantra. It's definitely been used widely in history. The Egyptian one just gives specific instructions, and I've got that on the homepage of the site where we're putting all this water knowledge, just so everybody knows. It's AquariusTheWaterBearer.com, and we've got the translation of the Egyptian papyrus on the face of that page. And anybody who's in our spot and knows that we're in the midst of turning on our own energies and ramping up this planet, those 12 or 15 lines of that papyrus will give you chills, because it speaks, even though it's 6,000 years old, it speaks right to where we're at now. And it's a beautiful document.
Yeah, the one line.
What's that?
The one line in there that really gets me is the water of life will create a civilization far superior to the one existing. Noble character traits will be its sign.
That would be nice. Yeah, and I was also, when in your Wilman Bowman interview, I think he was talking about the inner senses. That just reminded me that also was in there. Talking about how it awakes the hidden senses. And, man, talk about time that we need that.
All right.
It exactly describes what urine therapy does.
So with some of the things that's being said in that document, do you think that this also, doing the distilled water and the urine therapy, and then we'll go into more details about it, but do you think that that helps remove also like emotional blockage? Because from the description of the document, it almost sounds like it does.
You would tend to, you know, of course, we tend to think physical first, and so we're all just, even though it's all new to us, the information is so simple, we can visualize how it can sweep fluoride out. And even that guy that was selling OxyClean, he was all excited about it, and he's talking about the scrubbing oxygen bubbles. Well, the way you get oxygen to scrub is it's magnetically attracted, and that negative charge in the distilled water just grinds on and destroys all deposits of positively charged matter, which is what that sodium fluoride on the pineal is. But then, you know, it goes, okay, well, how can you sweep out emotional things, energetic things? But even just from a cleanliness sense, you know, when you physically clean your house, there's just an essence to it. It's easier to move through the house. It flows better. And this absolutely, even on the physical level, helps and happens to the body. And you could even go physically looking at the neurons and thinking of energy needing to fire across there. You've got deposits on the tips of the neurons and sciatica is when there's deposits all over the nerve endings. And, you know, people don't function right. And so even in the neurons in the brain, messages aren't getting through. And children with ADD, the fluoride is everywhere. They're just loaded with it, and they can't think straight. So that causes emotional turmoil in itself. And just being able to think clearly makes you feel better. But it does seem to. We get on to an esoteric level going beyond the physical cleaning aspect of this urine. This, when you start looping the same water over and over, and you even stop taking in other distilled water or fruit juices, and you just start cycling that one body of liquid, we get into water that none of us have ever even conceived of, that Magenta Pixie calls it activated urine. It looks like water and light, you know, at their essence are almost the same thing, and or it's that prana is inseparable from water. And when you get pure water, you got pure prana. And just that massive flow of life force that starts to shine through the body, I can see that as being a suite for emotional energies. And absolutely, the case histories back up all kinds of mental issues, even people that weren't going after urine therapy for physical problems at all, depression, schizophrenia, and on, all these things clear up, and just people feel so much better across the board, mentally, physically, and spiritually, when they really go for this.
So, I've heard you say before that, of course, not everybody can do the urine therapy because some people are so disgusted by it. But the distilled water, how should someone start with the distilled water?
Start by knowing that all other waters have particles in them that are just going to give your body something to deal with. And so the reason you want to start with pure water is because it doesn't have any objects in it that need to be dealt with, dead objects. Fruit juices and urine can still be and are still distilled liquids because everything that is in it besides hydrogen and oxygen are living items, and they all have a negative charge. And when every item in a body of liquid has a negative charge to it, it's completely seeking positive charge, the things everywhere. So just the fact of stopping taking in all other types of waters and switch it with distilled water, this, even if you're only doing a quart to a half gallon a day, is going to start to produce a net gain of the removal of garbage. But it's the gallon a day that I'll emphasize now, and I cannot emphasize enough throughout this entire program. And for anybody that's listening to this, there are two main pieces of knowledge that you need to get out of this set that we're talking about here. It's not only is it you need to switch to distilled water, but you do not get the miraculous type results unless you do a gallon a day, or it's, you know, at least a gallon to a gallon and a half. The most I've seen a doctor recommend is a gallon and a half. Over that, you're on your own in your own judgment. But since I've been talking about this and have told so many people personally and through emails and through these interviews, I'm getting feedback, and absolutely I get no phone calls or emails from people that do a quart to a half gallon a day. I get stories and phone calls of a miraculous nature, without fail, from people that do a gallon a day. And there seems to be something about that flow. You need a certain volume going through. But literally, that's all you got to do. If you ramp it up to the gallon a day thing, you immediately start getting into fountain of youth type effects that you would only dream of that would be possible if Ponce de Leon actually found the fountain of youth and his men started drinking from this mythical pool of water. Everything you always imagined your whole life that would happen to people is exactly what happens to people who started drinking a gallon a day, even of just distilled water. Set aside urine, which gets distilled to an even higher level and takes on these effects even faster. Just distilled water alone will start to push wrinkles back out. Eyeglasses get thrown away. Gray hair that used to be black turns black again. Arthritis goes away. People have been on ibuprofen for decades because of pain and all these deposits in between their bones. When the deposits go away, the body becomes juicy and squishy again, and the arthritis goes away. So it's a gallon a day is the basic instruction. A pint at a time seems to be a force multiplier. Now there's 8 pints in a gallon, and so you can spread it out 8 times a day on an empty stomach to throw down a pint. And the benefit of having an empty stomach is that there's no food in the way for this hand grenade, this holy hand grenade of holy water, to go into your body. And when there's nothing in the way, you can even be body conscious 30 seconds to a minute after drinking it, and you will feel it seep through you. You might feel a bead of sweat on your chest. You might feel a little hot flash. Your nose might start to run. But this is immediately, this water, this pure hydrogen oxygen just cutting through garbage in your body. And there, Dr. Hanish, who on the Aquarius website, I've got him listed as the 24th doctor, he's the one that was talking about that the pint at a time puts extra pressure, and he came up with a little schedule in order to get an empty stomach, that you do it right when you wake up, and then another pint right before breakfast, and another pint in between breakfast and lunch, and then just before lunch, in between lunch and dinner, just before dinner, halfway in between dinner and bedtime, and then just before bed. Now, that gets you a gallon, but some people have problems with that constant flow of water. They had to pee a lot during the night. And so we found something that's making it easier for people is to start out heavier. In the morning, do at least 2 pints, if not what we call the half-hour, half-gallon challenge. Do a whole 4 pints and get a half-gallon down. Either way, you do a quart to a half-gallon to start out the day, you'll finish your gallon earlier, and you can do a lot of your peeing before you go to bed, so it won't wake you up as much. But don't just sip it nilly-willy throughout there. Don't just do a little trickle constantly. Even though, yes, I'm sure that would have a much better effect than not doing this at all, the actual pounding of water, a pound at a time, which is what a pint is, that has an additional effect of really helping to clean out the body. So a gallon a day, that's the overall goal. And that doesn't matter if it's juices, live juices, or urine, or machine-made distilled water, as long as whether it's the totality of those three equal a gallon, it's the volume per day that you want.
So with urine, you recommend a gallon as well, or?
Well, it's funny when people will notice this. The reason that it kind of actually makes you feel comfortable prescribing a gallon to a gallon and a half per day on the distilled water is that when you actually measure your urine output in a 24-hour period, which I did once, and it was exactly a gallon and a half. Now, that's if you're well hydrated. And I was, peeing about every hour and a half or so, which is pretty often compared to on average. But, you can be in a dehydrated state and only, say, pee out a quart in 24 hours. You don't want to be in that state. All you need to do is add a few pints to your overall volume, and you'll get that circular flow going fast. You'll pee more. And so get it at, whatever typical rate is, or a nice flowing rate, and that's turning out to be a gallon to a gallon and a half. And so you just mimic those. You mimic nature when you switch to if you're doing distilled water instead.
So have you noticed that do people need to work into this gallon to gallon and a half, or gradually build up to it, or do they jump right into it?
They can jump right into it, and that is mainly all that I've witnessed, is people that jump right into it. And we have to make sure that we talk about detox symptoms. Let's just at least address this right now, and we could get into it in more detail later. But they have to be sure that they know, once they realize that this is the ultimate, this is liquid Drano for the body, the thing when you were studying for fluoride and you were hoping for something that you could use to rinse out the body, that is exactly what this is, and this is what it's supposed to be for us. We are just remembering the truth, as you said. I forgot the question again.
Whether or not you should jump right in or...
Oh, right. Yeah, people are jumping right into it, and it's funny, since the distilled water is not as perfectly distilled as the urine, I'm noticing that it doesn't have nearly as heavy as the detox reactions. So they're milder, and it would be more harsh if somebody just from zero input started consuming all of the urine immediately. They're going to have slightly harsher detox reaction because it's more of a distilled water, and it is better at dissolving mineral deposits. But detox reactions can include, and you're not supposed to confuse these with it making you sick. You're supposed to understand that this is happening because this is true. Because it's true that distilled water melts rocks, when you start drinking it, all the garbage you collected for however many decades you've been alive is going to start coming out of you. And it can come out in such ways as flu-like symptoms or flashes of flu-like symptoms, nausea or temporary nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, terrible smells everywhere out your armpits, your feces can start to smell like petroleum. If you spend a lot of time in chlorine pools as a kid, your sinuses will start to smell, the snot will start to smell like chlorine coming out of you. You can have sneezing fits. A lot of times I'll find right after I chug a pint or two of distilled water, I have to sneeze. And it's because that water just collected some loose things that were in my body that weren't supposed to be there, and it's got them ready for ejection. So you can just jump into it, and I know a friend, this one example, he got excited when I first did it. He's actually the one that came up with the half-hour, half-gallon challenge, because he did the three-quarters of a gallon right in front of me before I knew it, and he'd never had it before. And he says he only goes has a bowel movement once a day, and he had already had one that morning, and this was just a little bit later in the morning. And like 20 minutes later, he was running for the toilet. He's like, dude, I never have two bowel movements. And he said, not only that, but it was black. He said it was this crazy amount of feces, and it was black. And so just right there, in that one first time, it just, you know, it proved it to him. So, yeah, you can jump right into it, and just know that you are in control of the detox speed and the symptoms. If you don't like the way you're feeling, just back off on a little bit and come back to it more. You will quickly start to see and know you get pimples in weird places or just little strange things come on. It's because you're detoxing. And this garbage right now is, quote-unquote, safely tucked away in different spots throughout your body, where it is encapsulated in fat or is tucked in between your bones. But when you loosen it up, the blood highway system only has a certain maximum top speed that it'll handle a toxic load, and it will fill up to that load, and it is en route that this stuff doesn't feel that good, because right now it's kind of tucked away everywhere, but once you pull it out, it's vibrating with bad energy, just like we're vibrating with good energy. And so it doesn't make you feel that good. And it literally depends on what you've eaten in your whole lifetime and where your body's stored it, that you might have, everybody will have different types of detox symptoms as to how your body chooses to eject it and where to eject it.
Now, as you're rejecting that stuff or as it's coming out, now, for the people who are would do the urine therapy, does anything come through the urine, or is that just a pure distillation center type thing?
That is a pure distillation center, and I'm glad you asked that, because people keep trying to go back to that in many, many different ways to, you know, somehow they got to imagine that's poisonous. It just can't be. But the first thing we can go back to prove that it's not poisonous is the fact that the baby floats in it for 9 months, and the very water that you pee out is the water that physically becomes your body. And so for in the beginning, 9 months of your life, you are the Ouroboros. You are the snake eating its tail, consuming yourself. And we have that ability to walk back into that mode when we actually decide, choose on a holy grail, and start collecting our own water.
I was just asking about the what comes out of the bladder, if it's, you know, the pure.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I put it a couple of different ways. And this is from testimonials that you can feel comfortable with this. Even when a person is 3 days away from dying, and their urine is scant, sick, bloody, and pussy, it is exactly what they need. It's the information that their body needs to know to figure out what's wrong with them, and it starts the healing reaction. Now, obviously, if they're only peeing out a little bit and it's sick, it's because they're dehydrated. And, you know, you go through a nursing home and you see nothing but islands of dehydration. And people are you just walk around public and there's so many people that once you realize that when somebody is drinking a gallon a day, they start to glow and they look moist and they have a sheen to them. It becomes a real contrast. You start to see who's dehydrated because they look dry. And so for that person that's 3 days away from dying and their urine is thick, bloody, and pussy, even then, you want them to drink that because that information in there, it has all the antigens of what's wrong with them, and it'll educate their body. And as it goes through the mouth, the two lymph nodes under the tongue study it. And every time you drink your urine, you're doing an auto-vaccination. You're teaching, educating yourself what is in the system. And so the body starts producing the proper antibodies in response to antigens. What you will also hear, this is a very common thing that I want to dispel. You'll see a lot in times in the urine therapy books, and I have 20 of them, and this is in plenty of them, is to only collect the midstream. So you want to avoid first 1 or 2 seconds of your peeing and avoid the last 1 or 2 seconds at the end. And sometimes they refer to it like a snake. You know, you want to avoid the head and the tail. Well, this is people hedging their bet against it, and it's completely unnecessary. The reason they give to avoid the beginning of it is that there might be some bacteria on the opening of your urethra, and you know, you don't want to get that bacteria in your urine. It might get you sick. Well, one of the first things anybody learns about urine when you start looking into it is there's a list of like 7 or 9 different antis that urine is. And almost always the top of the list is that urine is antibacterial. So why do we need to worry about dudes hanging out in our urethra when we know that the urine is going to kill them? And then second part, they say that the end part of it is sediment or something. And so that's why you should avoid it. But there's nothing. There are no... Your urine is bioavailable. These are all the reasons still the ultimate distilled water. And even just one time through the body, it's more sterile than machine-made distilled water. And science cannot match the sterility and distillation level that the human body can create water on. It's all still bioavailable minerals. None of these are inorganic minerals. This is all organic excess, awesome stuff that you want. And so even the sediment is still stuff that you want. And people that are trapped on islands, they don't have the option, and all the survival stories that you find in urine therapy, they don't have the option to let go of the beginning and the end. They got no other water source, and they, just by being forced into it, they are people that prove you don't need to avoid the beginning and the end, because they drank all of it, always, and they have, just like everybody else, the absolute fountain of youth type effects. They get rid of not only every illness that they had before they got stranded on the island, but they are returned to their youth. They lose, if they were 60 or 70 years old, they lose 20 to 30 years in appearance. If they're 40 years old, they lose about 15 years in appearance. So at all times, to sum up, there is no better beverage for you anywhere in the entire universe than a glass of your own fresh urine.
One of the things, like I was telling offline, I was telling you guys offline that my grandmother and my mother, whenever we get athlete's foot, they will always say like pee in like a bucket or something, and then stick your feet in there. And it really does work. It kills off all the athlete's foot from your feet. And also they used to say, like, you know, when you're going through puberty, you get all these pimples and things. And my mother, I didn't want to do it back then, but she would say, just splash some urine in your hands and, you know, put it over your face and let it sit there for at least 15 minutes. And then you can wash it off. And with the distilled water, my grandmother used to say that when they were growing up, they would, when the baby was sick, they would give them rainwater, or they would make distilled water if it didn't rain. So it's something that I feel that, like you said before, it's very old and known, but it's one of those things that people kind of pushed away to become more quote unquote modern.
Mm-hmm. So, either that or it was purposely removed from the general dialogue of the public. I'm not sure which, but it kind of just looks like somewhere after the last global catastrophe, knowledge got scattered around, or somehow it was removed, because there's so much that we're missing, but now it's coming back. And the beauty of this knowledge and all the other different types of energy work and everything that everybody's trying so hard to let the love and light shine, the beauty of this knowledge is that if people get it and latch onto it, that it will increase everything else that everybody's putting their energy into. This is the base of power that should be in every human. And yes, people are doing miraculous things, and they're leading us out of this desert hellhole. Even without this knowledge of distilled water having been brought up into our current knowledge like it is now, but this will greatly, greatly multiply the effects and efforts of all these people that have been doing this stuff all along, even without this knowledge to empower them. So I very much look forward to it returning and everybody knowing about it, and it's fantastic. I love you guys, your show, 100th Monkey. Absolutely. This is what we're after, is to pop that 100th noggin open.
Exactly.
And this goes right for it, man. This goes right for freeing up monkeys trapped in tar balls, which is basically what that fluoride does to the pineal.
I want to get into the difference, because as soon as I recommend distilled water, the first thing that pops up is it removes all like the potassium and iron and calcium in your body and stuff like that. So please tell us the difference between what the kind of iron and calcium it's removing from our body versus what our body needs.
Okay. They so badly, the powers that were, do not want us to know about distilled water, that there has been a massive effort to suppress this knowledge, including making sure that fake science pages will be at the top of your Google searches. When you search for distilled water, you find an article that says early death comes from drinking distilled water.
Awesome.
You find in 1994 a doctor for the UN, the WHO, wrote a paper called Demineralized Water, and in that same fake science document, again, they scare you away from it. And there are four main fake arguments that they use to confuse and obfuscate and scare people away from distilled water. The number one thing is that it will leach minerals from the body. And you can only make this statement if you differentiate what type of minerals that you're talking about, and they just so happen to leave the type out of the equation, and they don't bother mentioning it. So they cite all these studies where when people were drinking distilled water, that their potassium and calcium counts went down. Well, yes, I know from experience that what actually happened is their inorganic calcium and their inorganic potassium counts went down, which is exactly what you want to happen. They just say that it leaches minerals from the body, which is an on-purpose half-truth. It does leach minerals from the body, but since it has a negative charge to it, it can only leach positively charged particles from your body. And the convenient, nice thing about that, and it makes it obvious as to why Mother Nature chose this particular cleansing system, is that everything that is alive and living inside of you and is supposed to be part of your organic structure has a negative charge to it. Every single item, including funguses and viruses that are not supposed to be in your body, they have a positive charge to them. And we all remember simply that in electricity, opposites attract. And if we can't remember that, we can just find two magnets, and we know that when we put the opposite sides facing each other, they snap together. And when you try to put the two same sides together, they repel each other. Distilled water absolutely leaches minerals from the body, but only if you differentiate and say that it leaches inorganic minerals from the body. It cannot touch organic minerals. And so the first thing they do is they scare everybody, and they say this will make you mineral deficient or give you a mineral deficiency. That is true if you're talking about inorganic minerals. And so it's great to have an inorganic mineral deficiency, which is exactly what distilled water does for you. So don't be fooled by that, but that is the most common thing you'll see. If you go around asking people, pretend you don't know anything about distilled water, and especially if you ask doctors, should I drink distilled water, do you know anything about it? If they know anything at all, the most common thing that comes out of their mouth is, no. It'll leach minerals from your body. You see how they're misspeaking there because they're not referring to what type of minerals. And one terrible example, but this is going on throughout our entire food supply. When they're, you know, selling you, say, a can of tomatoes, and they're listing what it's got on the back of it, it's cooked. And yes, the tomatoes might have potassium in them, but you're not bothering to label that now that you've cooked it, you've turned it into inorganic, unusable potassium. And in a total cereal, they've just boasted for decades that they have 100% of everything in them. There's a guy doing a video online called Metal Filings in Your Freaking Cereal, where he takes a magnet and shows you that there are actual iron filings in total cereal. And total claims it has your daily intake of iron in it. But they're not bothering to tell you that it's the inorganic version. And as far as I know, we don't have any requirements for inorganic iron. And so a magnet will, with a total cereal flake floating on a pool of water, you hover a magnet over it, and it will follow the magnet around without even touching it because there's iron shavings in it. But you can hover that same magnet over a piece of spinach, and it will never follow it around because that's organic iron that's in the spinach. So the mineral ruse is one that they use. The other ruse that they use to scare you away from distilled water is that will make you acidic. This is completely not true. It actually makes you wonderfully and perfectly alkaline. Distilled water is acidic. On the pH scale, it's a 6.0 to 6.2. And they, in these fake science articles, just lead you to believe, as common sense might dictate, that if you drink something acidic, that will make you acidic. But that's just not the way this type of chemistry works. It's absolutely not true. And everybody in the health food world knows that lemon juice is very acidic. But if you put it in your water or in your you drink lemon juice, it makes you alkaline. And so the way you gauge something is its effect. And this is very well known, but they just leave this out and they just like to obfuscate. So they don't bother mentioning that. And so that's why we've got all these people who are trying to drink super alkaline water. They're trying to get to 8.0s and 8.5s. And you don't want that. You want water that's slightly acidic because it has an alkalizing effect. And that's the why reason that nature gives you that type of water. The other one they use, the third one, is that you don't want to drink distilled water because it's such a corrosive water that even when you expose it to the air, that it leaches carbon dioxide out of the air and it makes it even more acidic. Well, again, this is an on-purpose, obfuscating half-truth. Yes, it does leach carbon dioxide from the air or any other inorganic mineral that happens to be floating by when you've got a giant body of water that is magnetically searching for positively charged objects. And the reason they don't, you know, say it so much about well water or spring water that it pulls carbon dioxide out of the air is because those waters are already loaded with garbage, and they don't have nearly the magnetic pull that distilled water does. Distilled water versus spring water, another good allegory is to think of a giant horseshoe magnet, and you got a big old pile of nails. And you know when you get that magnet close to those nails in the beginning, it sucks them away from the pile. It's so strong, it's so much power to it. And then bing, 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 it starts grabbing up all the nails. Before you know it, you got a magnet full of nails, right? Now that you're full and you try to pick up, maybe it'll pick up one or two more, right? But after a while, it won't pick up any more magnets because its charge has been neutralized by all the objects that were attached to it. Well, that's exactly what happens to water when it's brand new, it's distilled. And whatever it does, spending its time, if it meets rocks and flows over things or through springs and mountains, those are all rocks, which are all positively charged, it's going to pick those things up. And after a while, it becomes so dense and saturated, you know, it's kind of like the magnet with the nails on it. It doesn't have any more vacuuming power. And so when you drink it, just like with a magnet, sometimes when it's loaded and you try to pick up more nails, it actually drops a few. Well, this is what's wrong with dirty water and spring water and Pellegrino and Perrier. And all these people are just proudly claiming that you need your minerals. And they list on the side, oh, it's got potassium and calcium and magnesium on it. Not bothering to tell you that those are dead rocks. And those are inorganic versions of those minerals, which you cannot use and will only make your body have to work at removing them. So now this new distilled water that was rain and it's run through rocks, now it's got objects in it, and now you put it through your body, it's going to leave objects behind. Rather, it's not going to have any vacuuming power to take the garbage out of your body, but it's actually going to leave deposits in your body. And the reason people are dying at 60 and 70 years old is because we are eating a lifetime of cooked food, of inorganic matter, matter that used to be organic, as in living alive, and I don't mean the way it was farm-raised, organic or not. I mean the fact that it's alive. Organic versus inorganic is like alive versus dead, shiny versus non-shiny, vibrant versus not vibrant, or organized versus chaotic. And you don't want to send water through your body that already has a giant load with it, because it's going to leave garbage in you. And when you eat cooked food your whole life, you are leaving massive deposits of garbage in your body that our body just cannot begin. Remember, there's only a certain top speed rate at which your body can eject garbage. As soon as you exceed that rate, your body starts tucking it away in places that are not vital to you in that moment just to keep you alive. But people are just, they're dying at 16, 70 because they are completely overloaded from day one with inorganic matter. And it would be 600 or 700 years at a minimum if people were eating live foods from the beginning. Sorry about that long rant. But
no, not a problem.
No, bro. It's a 2-hour show, so.
Okay.
Like some of the stuff I found for myself is that you are 100% right when I would take, I would only drink like a cup of the urine in the morning, mm-hmm. and then my nose would, I would get these sneezing fits. And at first, it was almost like allergy. And at first, I thought I was having like an allergic reaction to, you know, something. Because right away, as soon as people start sneezing, oh, the pollen. And so I would drink vitamin, this juice that has like 1,000 vitamins, and it would take away the sneezing. And then I realized that, and I started thinking about your interview, and I was like, wait, that's part of the detox, and that's why I'm having these reactions to it. So I did go through a time where I was like constantly had like a cold type, and I didn't realize it was every time I drank. After I drank the urine, then I had that feeling, but now I don't get it anymore.
Now,
I don't
so
do
you
it.
Must have done that stuff.
Yeah.
Different detox reactions will happen at different periods over time as you progress, because different deposits throughout your bodies have different densities, and they take different periods of time to loosen up and let go. And so maybe in the beginning, all that kind of nasties that was easy to pick up in your sinuses, that got ejected in the beginning, and now maybe you've cleaned out most of that. And other deposits are all being worked on, and, you know, maybe a week and a half from now, you might have some periods of diarrhea or some rashes on your left arm, you know, it just depends on where it is and when it lets go.
I'm not looking forward to that.
Usually only temporary, though, and they're not very harsh. Definitely not compared to any of the side effects of Western medicine. These detox symptoms, if these are the only side effects, bad side effects of distilled liquids therapy, whew, no problem compared to thoughts of death or Are you going blind from taking Cialis? Under still liquids.
My favorite one was the commercials whenever they... since the beginning, from when I was a kid, I used to always question that, like, what? So you have the advertisement, and my favorite one was like, this might produce anal leakage. Like, oh, great. That sounds worse than what it will cure.
Yeah. Urine might cause anal leakage, actually. You know, if it gives you the runs, but that's only temporary, and that's a real thing, and that's real garbage coming out of you, not some nasty, horrific chemical side effect.
Mm.
So, what are some of the stories you've heard of people saying of some of the things that it's cured?
Okay. Every disease that any of us have ever heard of, I've read multiple case histories, if not hundreds, especially when it comes to cancer. There's not one disease that can stand up to this, because to simplify, disease is caused by toxic overload. And distilled water does nothing but focus on removing the toxicity. And the reason people are having so many relapses in Western and Eastern medicine is because they're only functioning on the symptoms. And definitely in Western medicine, this is done on purpose, not by the doctors themselves. They don't. Just as many of them do not know this knowledge, but whoever are the knowledge gatekeepers at the top of it are not disseminating this knowledge. What was the question again?
Oh, what are some of the positive effects you've seen?
Yeah, my mind goes to so many different things. I'm going to get sidetracked.
No worries.
So every disease, and I guess I could list off even a few testimonials or just round them off, because once you've read over 1,000 of them, they start to blur in a beautiful sense, and that you start to see that it doesn't matter. Once you've consumed enough of these testimonials, anybody could come to you with any disease, even if you've never heard a testimonial for that particular disease before, and you'll know exactly what to do, which is, in essence, flush distilled waters through the body. So on average, say, I remember a woman had a walnut-sized lump of breast cancer. 2 weeks, and it had disappeared without a trace. 2 to 3 weeks is a pretty average time for somebody that's got cancer. This is when they're fasting. This is the ultimate thing. If you know anybody or anybody out there that's close to death and they're at emergency level, given a week or even a couple months or 6 months or a year to live, any of those people that are real bad off like that, if you want to slam the pedal to the metal, the majority of these case studies are when people do fasting, and whether it's urine fasting or distilled water, they all have the same effect. But the urine is definitely the fastest, and I've just noticed a real rough way of saying this is not accurate at all, but what might take 1 month on urine takes 3 to 4 months on distilled water. Now, I'm not quite sure on a pure distilled water fast, because when you fast, that really, whether it's fruit juice or distilled water, urine you're consuming, the stoppage of eating, the stoppage of the flow of new items that your body has to deal with, incredibly speeds up the healing effect, because your body doesn't have to deal with any of those items, and it can just focus on cleaning house. And if you stop eating at the same time that you bump up your volume to a gallon a day, forget it. There's just nothing that can stand in the way of it. It just cleans everything out. And, like you said, even urine kills fungus, athlete's foot. And cancer is nothing more than a fungus gone wild in the body. And so not only is it alkalizing, which... it makes the body alkaline. Cancer cannot exist in an alkaline environment. In fact, all these diseases need an acidic environment to live in. So just there's many ways in which it destroys the possibility of disease even living in you. Whether you had it to begin with or you're just trying to prevent it, it makes the body alkaline, which is totally hostile to diseases. It removes every single item that was not supposed to be in there, so that's it can't exist in you if it's not in you. And it just gives you so much energy. You know, we're talking about two rocket fuels here, hydrogen and oxygen. And
it is rocket fuel. Andrew, let's hold off on your thoughts. We're going to take our one and only break.
Okay.
And then we're going to – I want to give you a chance to tell us where people can find you, your websites.
Okay. Do that now?
Yeah.
Yes, please.
Okay. AquariusTheWaterBearer.com is where we are putting all the information. There's 24 doctors' quotes there. And you can amongst a lot of their quotes, they've all published books on distilled waters. Those are all there. There are 20 urine therapy books listed there. There's free PDF files for two of them, The Water of Life and Shivambhu Gita. My email is contact@andrewnortonweber.com. Weber has two Bs. But that's it. Aquarius Water Bearers is where anybody can send anybody to find this knowledge.
Are you working on anything, like a book or anything, Andrew?
I am working on a book. It's going to be called The Book of Aquarius by Aquarius the Water Bearer. This is going to be a direct assault on The Book of Aquarius by Anonymous, which was a last-ditch, pathetic attempt to steer people away from the truth once more. And in fact, they screwed up and gave us a very valuable book, if you know how to read it right. That's insulting to the time that Aquarius shows up, and so I think it's only proper that we publish the real Book of Aquarius and have it be penned in Aquarius's name. But nobody will need to buy the book. I'm going to have a free PDF file on the site, and everything that we're saying here, everything's on the website, it's all going to be in the book. But you don't need to, because we're putting all out there here now and on the website. The main thing I'm working on right now that's not on the site yet, it's going to be very valuable. I'm going to call it The Wise Old Water Wizard. And there'll be a new tab at the top of the site where I've got at least 500 of the testimonials in my books. I think I have, we'll see, I'm going to try to get up to 1,000. But it's going to be an alphabetical, a listing of diseases alphabetically in the testimonials, so that if you have lupus, you'll be able to go down into The Wise Old Water Wizard and look up lupus and see what other testimonials are in there, and so you can gauge what kind of response time and what other people went through for all these particular diseases.
Wow.
So I think it's the most valuable thing that's not on the site yet, which I'm currently going through all my books and pulling out the testimonials and arranging them alphabetically, because currently that does not exist. And whenever somebody comes to me with a particular disease, I have to look up in each one of my 20 books and pull out whatever testimonials I can find to offer them for that particular disease. So I want to make that a free service. Well, the whole site is free anyways. I want to make that a part of it. So I'm pretty excited about that.
Very nice. That'll be a nice tool.
Yeah. So make sure you join us at www.thehundredthmonkey.com.
Monkey Radio.
Hundredth Monkey
Radio.com.
Yeah, I always forget. make sure you tune in to Dr. Brooks Agnew's coming up next. And then after that, go to the website and check out the second part. And for all the members, thank you.
Condemnation, Tom, without investigation is the height of ignorance.
The love you deny is the pain you carry.
And we'll see you guys in the member section.
Here we go, right into it. Peace.
Shalom. Salam.
Shanti.
Worldwide. I say peace when I jump on a beat. I say peace when I walk in the street.
When I walk in the street.
I say peace when the sun's in the east. I say peace when I need a release.
When I need a release.
I say peace when I'm facing the beast. I say peace when I'm taking you deep.
When I'm taking you deep.
I say peace cause I know I'm complete. I say peace. I say peace.
P is for the people. E is for the essence. A is for the answers that we get from God's questions. C is for the conscious. E is for the...